Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Prophetess Glenda Jarvis. Thank you, woman of God, for your miracle seed of $51.92. And know that you're going to come into a time of expansion. Peace and glory and favor and happiness shall be your portion. For the Lord says partnerships shall be in the workout for you in this season. Get ready for new connections. That's going to open up new doors and new avenues for thee. The word of the Lord further comes unto me, saying that this is a time of new beginning. This is a time when you're going to begin to take hold of some things, and you're going to begin to see that you're going to begin to take a role and take a greater leadership role and a greater leadership position. And you're going to find that you're going to walk into a level of confidence that's going to cause you to step into some new opportunities. For I heard the Lord say unto thee that watch me, because he says unto thee that I'm going to touch the money sectors in your life, and I'm going to cause you to prosper, and you're going to begin to have the ability to elevate even your financial situation, and you're going to be able to make some changes in that area that's going to be able to provide some additional financial security even in the next several months. For the Lord says prepare, because I'm raising thee up and I'm going to do a new thing inside of thee. For I heard him say favor shall be your portion, and I will work, and I will bless the very works of your hands, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And you're going to begin to see God moving in some unusual areas. As I look further into the Spirit, I heard the Lord say that you're going to begin to see that things are given to improve all around you. And you're going to begin to see that you're going to even uncover some information that's going to help you make better choices regarding your future security. For I heard the Lord say unto thee that he is establishing thee in this hour. He is establishing thee, yea, even in this season. And you're going to begin to see the hand of the Lord do an unusual thing in your life. For the Lord says, rest assured that I am going to bless thee. For the Lord says, guard your mind even in this season and even in this hour. For the Lord says, there's a loved one that you have been concerned about. He says, now get ready, because I'm going to do a miracle in a loved one's life. And I sense by the power of the Holy Spirit, healing shall begin to flow. For I heard the Lord says, do not allow yourself to become frustrated. Do not allow yourself to fall into conflicts for the next two to six months, saith the Spirit of the Most High. As I look further, the Lord says advancements, and you're going to find that even you're going to come into an area of communication that's going to begin to improve even during the end of this month as well. And it seems like home and family is going to be emphasized up until the 26th of this month as well. As I go further, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say unto me that as you prepare your heart in this season, you're going to begin to see the Spirit is going to begin to reveal some real powerful truths that's going to alter the way you see things. It's going to alter some relationships. For the Lord says, avoid missteps also in communications. He says, remove unhealthy situations and get out of unhealthy situations that are not of me. Now, as you prepare your heart to move forward into the month of November, again, he says, guard your temper in that month, but also work through conflicts, for the Spirit shall move upon thee, and you'll find and see that even in the month of November, the Lord says that it could be an emotional but also a prophetic month. He says, listen to your inner voice, listen to the guiding of the Holy Spirit. I can tell you that around the 15th of the month, you're going to be able to move forward by integrating your spirituality with your mind, with business. Around the 22nd, the Spirit's going to usher in some all sorts of opportunities connected to home, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Now prepare your heart to hear what thus saith the Lord from the company of prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Prophetess Glenda. Prophetess Glenda, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that you're going to be making a difference. God says that there's expansion all around you. God says he's sending you forth because God says that there's much on the inside of you that you're going to be sharing with others. And I'm hearing God says a lot that you're going to be putting down on the paper, like you're going to be writing. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Glenda. I just hear God saying, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. I see the angels of goodness and mercy. One is on your left and the other one is on your right. And God says, the angels, those two angels are going to take you into your greater destiny. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear God saying that he's encouraging you. God is saying that he's going to lift you up. God is saying for you not to get caught up in what's happening around you or what people are saying, but God is saying for you to be proactive in this season. And that's the word of the Lord.
And prophetess, the Lord just showed me a light around you. For God is calling you an exceptional and amazing woman and prophetess. And the Lord says there are some people that I've told you to let go of and you're still holding on to them because they are negative. And the Lord says, let them go now. Prepare and buy a brand new outfit, the brand new shoes for the walk that you're walking and even for the place that you're going to prophetess. The Lord says that you will lead many. This is your time to rise above. That's the word of the Lord unto you.
Amen. Prophetess Glenda, I hear the word of the Lord saying swift new beginnings in this season. I hear Father God saying we're coming into a season of justice. And I hear Father God says in all of that getting an understanding, Father God says you're walking in a new season of freedom and a new season of elevation. So Father God says prepare for the elevation and the recognition, and that is the word of the Lord.